From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Jamaica is known for its music. It's the birthplace of Bob Marley and reggae. An event held each summer for the past decade has also put the island on the map for another art form, literature. Boz Dreisinger reports on an unusual festival that celebrates language with a distinctly Caribbean twist.
Picture a small fishing village. The beach, the rum, the Rastas, the tourists, and the international literati. Now imagine everything coming to a standstill at the sound of this.
Coins on the sea, pressed by light. This morning sky, white of stars, chalk off my shirt, climbing sun.
Fred Degar's spare verses about cricket fields in Guyana shared the stage with Victor Laval's comedic, oh-so-detailed musings on an American men's room.
I open my mouth to breathe, but the faint whiff of filth, like a corrupted soul, haunted me.
Welcome to Calabash, a three-day international literary festival with a vibe all its own.
Chant with us, Calabash.
Calabash was founded a dozen years ago by writer Colin Channer, producer Justine Henzel, and Ghana-born, Jamaica-bred author Kwame Dawes.
Calabash focuses on two things. First of all, we intend to make the festival have a Jamaican vibe and spirit. That is ease, comfort, calm, but also innovation. But secondly, to have a spirit that is almost Scandinavian in the sense of meticulous care for detail and intense level of professionalism.
No so-called island time at this fest. Things begin and end according to schedule. But this year, poet and writer Kevin Young discovered that no amount of professionalism can tamper with the, okay, I'll say it, laid-back Irie-mon feel of Calabash.
You see people there all day, eating, they're there with families. It really has a kind of community vibe and also almost a pilgrimage vibe.
They make that pilgrimage to Treasure Beach, a rural, untouristy slice of Jamaica's south coast. The event is staged at Jake's, a boutique hotel owned by the family of Calabash producer Justine Henzel, whose father, Perry, directed the 1973 classic Jamaican film, The Harder They Come.
So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share. What's mine?
Justine Henzel points to the hotel, actually a cluster of whimsical cottages strewn across six rocky acres.
You walk in here, the colors, the buildings are painted, the shells in the wall. It just makes you realize that you're in a different headspace.
Authors jump at the chance to share in that headspace every year. In exchange for hotel and airfare, the likes of Juno Diaz, Colson Whitehead, and Sonia Sanchez forgo their usual fees to read at Calabash. In turn, the event is free and open to the public. But writers, don't bother sending your resumes. Kwame Dawes handpicks the lineup, and there's a waiting list.
Sometimes we want to mix race, we want to mix nationalities, we want to mix gender, we want to mix sexual orientation. We want to constantly show range and show complexity and show diversity.
There is the biggest parade moving through my streets. The skies explode with ticker tape. Strangers kiss on every corner. Their kisses are what make me live forever. This is how she makes me feel. Like honey and trombones.
Then there's the crowd. Ethiopian novelist Maza Mengistu read from her debut, Beneath the Lion's Gaze, for some 2,000 listeners.
The audience here has been a different kind of audience than I've ever read for. They are absolutely engaged, and they're laughing. They feel with you when you're on stage. You can feel that energy, and it was great.
And last, but in Jamaica certainly not least, is the final crucial ingredient, music. Calabash features reggae concerts and DJ sets and concludes with a world-class acoustic performance.
So dry those tears, I say.
Can I hear everybody say?
No, woman, not cry.
Calabash only just concluded, but it's really a year-round thing. The Calabash International Literary Festival Trust stages writing workshops in Jamaica and also publishes, mostly via Brooklyn-based Akashic Press, Caribbean literature. Justine Henzel explains that Calabash's mission is to cultivate literary talent from across the islands.
There are poets who talk about Calabash and say that what they wrote is either BC, before Calabash started, or AC, because the fact that they were able to hear poets from all over the world reading their work made them understand what incredible poetry is. And it was giving them a chance to say, okay, that my poem is good, but it's not great yet.
And in the same way, the Jamaican Festival has ultimately raised the bar for lit fests everywhere. After all, wouldn't you prefer a Red Stripe on the Beach with Derek Walcott to Wine and Cheese with the Tweed and Ascot set? For NPR News, I'm Boz Dreisinger.